Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney and this is the morning news. The Spanish government is meeting this morning to decide on the answer to be given to the Catalan independence. Catalonia will be an independent state in the form of a republic, is what the Catalonia leader, Carles Puigdemont, said yesterday. So it is a yes for the independence, but not immediately. They first need time to negotiate with Madrid. This stance is inadmissible, according to the government, given that the referendum that took place 10 days ago was illegal. Emmanuel Macron will be at the Rungis market this afternoon. The president is very much expected as he is closing the estate general launched by the government in July. Emmanuel Macron must announce measures to give back purchasing power to farmers. The prefect of the Rhône is sanctioned following the dysfunctions that led to the release of the Saint-Charles station assailant in Marseille. Henri-Michel Comet was fired yesterday and should be replaced by Stéphane Bouillon, prefect of the Bouches-du-Rhône, according to the newspaper La Provence. He was called to account during the investigation of the attack in Marseille. The aggressor, arrested in Lyon 2 days before the attack, had been released despite being an illegal alien. Between 200,000 and 400,000 civil officers were in the streets yesterday. These are the figures of the mobilization against the government. Some incidents have been reported in Paris. Unions will be received on Monday by the minister Gérald Darmanin. And Gérald Darmanin may be excluded today from the Republican Party, just like other leading figures who have joined the government, notably the Prime Minister Édouard Philippe. The ultimatum set by the Party of the Right expires tonight. And a much-awaited verdict. The judgment will be delivered this morning in the trial of 9 defendants prosecuted for participating in the attack against a police car, Quai Valmy, in Paris in 2016. The images of the vehicle in flames had been widely spread and commented. In soccer, the French team is qualified for the World Cup in Russia. A victory 2-1 last night against Belarus at the Stade de France validated their ticket, but yet without really convincing once again. The others who have qualified last night include the European champion Portugal, and then a huge relief in Argentina. Their team was not well off in South America. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.